Safeguarding and technology in health and social care. In health and social care, safeguarding is crucial to protecting people from abuse, neglect, and harm. With the rise of digital technology, safeguarding practices have become more efficient, enabling quicker identification and response to risks. Integrating technology enhances safety and independence for people requiring support, ensuring their well-being is always a priority. Catalyst Care Group 2024 Survey. Take part in shaping the future of the health and social care sector by sharing your personal experiences as a family member, your perspectives as a support worker, employee dynamics, your commissioning challenges. Join the conversation. Definition of safeguarding in health and social care. Safeguarding in health and social care refers to measures and practices aimed at protecting people's rights, health, and well-being, including children, young people, and adults. This involves preventing abuse or neglect, promoting safety, and protecting people from harm. Safeguarding guidance is informed by legal frameworks and policies that local authorities, social workers, healthcare professionals, and other professionals must follow to identify risks, prevent abuse, and ensure a person's safety and dignity. What's more, safeguarding is not just about protection from physical abuse. It encompasses all forms of harm, including emotional, sexual, and financial abuse, as well as neglect. In health and social care, safeguarding practices ensure that support needs are met, people's human rights are respected, and technology use, such as electronic communication, is employed effectively to enhance protective measures. Safeguarding also involves active communication and collaboration between health and social care professionals to identify concerns and protect people at risk of harm. Key challenges in safeguarding. One of the key challenges in safeguarding is the identification of risks and concerns, particularly in child protection, where abuse or neglect may not be immediately visible. Challenges such as mental health concerns and substance abuse can present additional challenges during the assessment process, requiring a holistic approach to determine the appropriate safeguarding arrangements. Furthermore, the rise of digital technology and electronic communication presents new risks, such as online abuse, requiring safeguarding practices to adapt and evolve to protect children and vulnerable adults from harm in the digital world. Another challenge is ensuring effective communication and collaboration between various agencies involved in safeguarding, such as general practice, social work, and local authorities. When safeguarding concerns are raised, a coordinated effort is required to collect data, investigate, and implement safeguarding measures. Insufficient resources, high caseloads, and differing levels of knowledge or training among professionals can hinder this process. Maintaining consistent safeguarding guidance across sectors while respecting the person's home environment and unique support needs remains an ongoing challenge. Types of technology used in safeguarding. In health and social care, technology is increasingly vital in safeguarding by enhancing communication, monitoring, and risk prevention. From electronic communication to data collection systems, these technologies aid social workers and care providers identify safeguarding concerns and ensure a timely response. By leveraging advancements like assistive technology and smart home devices, safeguarding practices are becoming more efficient in protecting children, young people, and adults, as well as promoting their independence and well-being. Assistive technology. Assistive technology is designed to support people with their daily living activities or specific tasks. In safeguarding, assistive devices, such as personal alarms, communication aids, and mobility tools, ensure that people can signal for help when needed and maintain safer home environments. These technologies empower people to maintain their independence while allowing caregivers to monitor their well-being and respond quickly to safeguarding concerns. For example, GPS tracking devices are commonly used to safeguard people with dementia who may be at risk of wandering or becoming lost. Additionally, digital monitoring tools, such as wearable devices, help safeguard people by tracking vital health information and alerting carers to any significant changes. These technologies prevent abuse or neglect and ensure that people's support needs are consistently met through accurate, real-time information sharing between health and social care professionals. Smart home technology. Smart home technology has emerged as an innovative safeguard tool, offering increased protection and safety for people within their home environments. Devices such as smart locks, cameras, and sensors can address a safeguarding concern by providing a layer of security that prevents abuse or neglect by alerting carers or family members to potential risks. These tools allow for the remote monitoring of their surroundings and ensure immediate action can be taken if concerns arise. Furthermore, smart home systems can be programmed to send alerts when specific activities are detected, such as doors opening unexpectedly or people failing to follow their usual routines, which may signal a safeguarding issue. By integrating this technology into safeguarding arrangements, social workers and other professionals can better identify risk areas, enhance communication, and offer more tailored support. Remote monitoring. Remote monitoring technology plays a crucial role in safeguarding by enabling continuous oversight. Through devices like wearable health monitors, security cameras, and motion sensors, caregivers and professionals can remotely track a person's well-being and safety in real time. These tools are especially valuable for safeguarding children, young people, and adults living in environments where constant supervision may not be feasible. Remote monitoring ensures that safeguarding concerns such as neglect, sudden health changes, or potential risks within the home can be identified and addressed promptly, thereby preventing harm. For people with mental health challenges or a learning disability, remote monitoring can provide a safety net while maintaining their independence. Alerts triggered by differences in behavior patterns or physical changes can prompt swift action from social workers or healthcare professionals, helping to prevent incidents of abuse, neglect, or self-harm. Using this technology in safeguarding has proven to be an effective way to mitigate risks and improve outcomes for people. Communication aids. Communication aids are essential technologies in safeguarding, particularly for people who may have challenges with expressing themselves due to a learning disability, speech challenges, or mental health challenges. These tools, ranging from picture boards to advanced voice-generating devices, help people communicate their needs and concerns and safeguard issues more effectively. For children and adults, communication aids provide a crucial channel to report abuse, neglect, or other risks that might otherwise go unnoticed. In safeguarding practice, communication aids ensure that people with additional support needs are heard and their human rights respected. By facilitating clearer interactions between social workers, caregivers, and the care recipient, these technologies enable more informed decision-making and better protection strategies. Furthermore, communication aids foster stronger relationships between professionals and care recipients, building trust and promptly addressing safeguarding concerns. Benefits of technology in safeguarding. Integrating digital technology into safeguarding practices has significantly improved the ability to protect from harm. Through tools such as remote monitoring, communication aids, and smart home systems, professionals can respond more efficiently to safeguarding concerns, preventing abuse, neglect, and other risks. Technology enhances the capacity of a social worker or healthcare professional to provide timely interventions while also promoting independence for people being supported. Using these technologies ultimately strengthens safeguarding arrangements, ensuring that people are protected and their well-being is prioritized. Enhanced safety and independence. One of the major benefits of technology in safeguarding is the increased safety it offers while enabling people to maintain a level of independence in their daily lives. Devices like personal alarms, GPS trackers, and smart home sensors help safeguard vulnerable people by providing immediate alerts when a safety concern arises. This allows caregivers or social workers to quickly intervene if someone is at risk of harm. At the same time, technology like remote monitoring allows individuals to stay in their home environments without the need for constant in-person supervision. This enhances their sense of autonomy while ensuring their safety, as any safeguarding concerns are addressed in real time. In this way, technology strikes a balance between providing crucial protections and promoting a more independent and fulfilling life. Improved communication and engagement. Technology also fosters better communication and engagement between care recipients and people responsible for their care. Communication aids, such as speech-generating devices and electronic communication platforms, help people express their needs and concerns and safeguard issues in a clear and accessible way. For children, young adults, or people with communication challenges, These tools empower them to be more actively involved in their care and safety. For social workers, technology improves the ability to gather, share, and analyze safeguarding information. Electronic data collection and communication systems facilitate better coordination between agencies, such as local authorities and general practice teams. This collaborative approach ensures safeguarding concerns are acted upon more efficiently, reducing the risk of harm and improving overall safeguarding outcomes. Importance of integrating technology into safeguarding practices. Integrating technology into safeguarding practices is essential for enhancing protection and well-being in today's increasingly digital world. Technology offers tools that improve safeguarding interventions' accuracy, speed, and effectiveness. By using remote monitoring systems, digital communication aids, and data sharing platforms, professionals can identify risks earlier, respond swiftly to safeguarding concerns, and ensure that people receive the support they need promptly. Moreover, these technologies allow for continuous monitoring without infringing on the independence and dignity of the person being safeguarded. Nurseline Community Services and Safeguarding Practices. At Nurseline Community Services, safeguarding is at the heart of our care. We proactively safeguard children, young people, and adults, ensuring their well-being and safety. Innovative technology has been a key part of these safeguarding practices, allowing us to monitor and protect the well-being of the people we serve while helping them embrace independence. To learn more about our services and how we employ safeguarding practices, don't hesitate to contact us with any questions.